This hour we have on the line with us actor Steve Valentine. You may watch him in the new hit NBC series Crossing Jordan, which is on Monday nights, starring opposite Jill Hennessy and Miguel Ferrer. Steve joins us from California. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you there?
Fine. Thanks for being on the program with us.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, in the television show, I got to start off by asking, considering your character and the role you play, are you in the country legally?
Yes, actually, I came over legally, in case anyone's listening.
Okay.
And, yeah. Absolutely. But I did have to go through the whole interview process where they split you and your wife up and they ask you different questions to make sure that you are intimate with each other.
Mm-hmm. The character you play, the reason why I bring that up for those who have not seen the show yet, is you play a character by the name of Nigel Townsend who works, I guess, as a forensic... what's the exact title your character has?
He has a bunch of titles. He's kind of an enigma, Nigel, because he's a forensic pathologist, he's a ballistics expert, he's a photographer, he's a rocker and a biker and pretty much hits on every woman that comes into the place. So
yeah, and
he's a wild man.
And for those who haven't seen the show, your character was going to get married just simply to get a green card.
That's right.
That was in a recent episode of the show. How much of you is in Nigel?
That's a good question. Actually, a lot of me is in Nigel, I have to tell you. See, his character comes from a background of having a lot of different jobs and a lot of different interests in life. And in my life, it's been very much that case. Although acting has been at the forefront, you know, there are times when I took a little time off and did some other stuff, like I DJed in Yugoslavia before the war over there. And toured around doing stand-up and all kinds of unusual things. I even worked in a toy store for a couple of months.
Now, you, DJing in Yugoslavia, you said.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, I've been doing theater since I was 5, and I got to about 6. I left home when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a breakup with a girlfriend. I just wanted to get out of the country, and I saw this thing in the paper that said you could earn some money and just work at night DJing in this club. Because for the British, because, you know, the British, when they're on holiday, they have to have English food, English entertainment, and English beer, no matter where they are in the world.
Well, you heard what I said earlier about the stains and clothes.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that, because I saw that article too. And I was thinking about they're just getting messier eaters, better food, but messier eaters. It's probably because they drink all that beer before they eat.
Ah, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you've been acting since you were 5. So there was like no decision process involved. You were going to be an actor.
Yeah, it's one of those things where my mother actually got one of those catalog things. You know, where you buy stuff and when about our 5th birthday, she asked us what we would. I've got a brother and a sister, and she asked us what we'd want. So I said I wanted anything to do with, like, the little acting kit, which was one of those, comes with a little play and some stuff for dressing up. My sister wanted a chemistry set. My brother wanted some toy soldiers. And the weird thing is, as we've grown up, is that I'm the actor. My brother is a soldier in the British Army, and my sister is a scientist.
Hmm.
So it was really, this is very strange. At that point, it's like we all kind of made our decisions there and stuck with them.
Sometimes it's a difficult decision when one goes into acting to get everyone on board. Was it a difficult process for you when you announced acting is what I want to do for your family to agree with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my brother, for example, is very much a soldier and never really understood the whole show business thing until recently when I'm working with Jill. You know, he's a fan of Jill's, because he thinks he's, oh, that Jill Hennessy, she's hot. You know, that's all he is, she's hot. So now I'm like the cool brother.
Ah.
Because I've worked with Jill and I've worked with Pamela Anderson, so now he thinks it's a cool business. But, no, it is very difficult. It's kind of a lonely thing because it's really something you have to pursue on your own.
We're talking with actor Steve Valentine, who you can see on Crossing Jordan, which is on NBC Monday nights at 10, 790-0991, Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. You obviously have worked for a long time as an actor, and clearly you've done it on both sides of the pond. How does it differ?
Well, in England, I was mainly theater. I mean, I love doing theater. So that's where I grew up. So I was touring around in repertory, and then we do panto at Christmas and old-time music hall and make absolutely no money. And then it's funny, I saw Peter O'Toole on a talk show, and they said to him at this one point, they said, what do you think of the British film industry? And he said, that would be a good idea. And I thought, well, that's interesting that he feels that way. So I thought, I come over here and have a crack at Hollywood and television and film. And it's over here, it's a lot different. It's far more of a business. It's a lot harder. But I think the rewards can be enormous.
Do you find being a British actor and having the British accent and that you get pigeonholed to in certain directions as an actor in North America?
It can happen. I mean, it's weird. You know, I never had an accent till I came to this country. You know what I mean? So it's like it's something new to deal with. Yes and no. It does, because I think it was Tim Curry. When I first came here, Tim Curry said to me, you'll have a lovely career, darling, doing maitre d's and villains. and that struck me really, really hard. So I made it a point to, whenever I did something, the next show that I would do would be something completely different. And most of the stuff I've done, I mean, it started off that way a little bit, you know, the snobby Englishman, but I've managed to break that barrier. And the great thing about Nigel on the show, on Crossing Jordan, is that being an Englishman isn't really a part of his character. He just is.
Right.
You know, as opposed to, we have this English guy coming in because the storyline is this guy flies in from London. It's more just like, it's what I love about this show and about this character. It doesn't make any difference. It's a real good example of what America's like, in that you have people from all over the world living in the same city.
So are you saying that before, when you got your hands on the script, when you looked at the script for the show,
right,
or got the audition, the character wasn't necessarily British?
Didn't have to be, no.
Okay.
And that's something that I've pushed for always in my career, is never to go for the, you know, I've always said to my agents, it's like, you know, you never go just for the British roles, you go for everything, because sometimes, although I do an American accent, sometimes the making him British can add a dimension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same thing, I did a show called Just Shoot Me. And
will you play the magician?
Yeah, yeah.
Very funny role, yeah.
Did you catch that?
Yes, actually, who was it? Nina was the only one oblivious to...
she thought I was gay.
Right.
On the show, and she didn't mind because she loved the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't. I was just a flamboyant showman.
Right.
That was a character that wasn't necessarily British, but it just kind of added something. I don't know. It added something to that. And in fact, the line, one of my favorite lines, which came out of an improvisation, because we'd done about six takes of this one particular scene, is she says, well, of course you're gay. And we had all these speeches and everything, and I said, can I improvise something? And they said, yeah, and I just came out with, well, I'm not gay, I'm British. and it got a great response from the crowd, so they kept it in. And the next day, all my English friends are calling me saying, that's not funny. That's not funny.
since the character on Crossing Jordan, Nigel, was not British and originally on the page, do you have a hand, once you are cast, in adding to the backstory?
Absolutely. And that happened in the first couple episodes. You know, you just kind of casually, you sit down with the writers and the producers, and they ask you a lot about your life, because they want to tailor it, you know. And they've got a lot of ideas, just from talking to me, about the character. And yeah, absolutely, you tailor it. I mean, they don't know exactly where they're going to go with any of the characters at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Of a show. You know, they know they have this idea. You know, they had this idea to have this forensics guy who has, like, wonderful knowledge of trivia and is one of those really kind of annoying guys with 1,000 hobbies and time for everything. And that they knew they wanted to do something like that. And then my idea was to make him, his past, which will come up, is that he's an ex-British soldier who was in the Gulf War. And there's connections there to, obviously, going from working at from being in a war and going to working in a coroner's office.
Mm-hmm.
To this, in a somewhat of an obsession with death and bodies and forensics. And there's all these connections there which we're following. But what's interesting is, having done that, having set them on, kind of set everyone on their way, is I have no idea. When we get the script every week, I have no idea where they're going to put me. They have such wild ideas.
We're talking with actor Steve Valentine, who you can see on the television series Crossing Jordan, which is on NBC on Monday nights at 10. 7900991 is the number to call. Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD for the Laurentians, Eastern Townships, Ottawa, Hull area, and also the border states. We'll continue on the other side of the news with Steve. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800.
Now more of CJAD's Holder Overnight on Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Peter, call 790-0991, Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, and 800-491-CJAD.
And we are talking with actor Steve Valentine, who you can see on the new NBC series Crossing Jordan, which is on Monday nights on that network.
Hey.
7900991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. Sandra and Laval, hi, you're on CJD.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you, Sandra?
Not too bad. Listen, Crossing Jordan is one of the new ones that I like.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
And I look at faithfully. I saw Chris North on the last episode was Chris North. I thought he was the one that was the bad guy, but it wasn't.
Oh, the two-parter, yes.
Okay. Now, just to refresh, which one are you?
I have to ask myself that every day.
Sandra.
I'll tell you what. There's a guy called Nigel Townsend who is the British forensics expert. So in the last two episodes, they've been threatening to kick me out of the country, and I've had to find someone to marry me on the show.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Ding, ding. Oh, ding, great. Ding.
Okay. Now, what I want to know, you're that guy. Okay.
No, I'm that guy.
Yeah, just sunk in. Okay.
Just sunk in.
Stay with us here.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now, the thing is, what I would like to know
is
how do you memorize all your lines?
It isn't easy.
I know that.
Yeah, because especially my character is, because he's supposed to have an incredible knowledge of forensics and everything else in the world, I get these long, wonderful, long explanative speeches with medical dialogue. And you know what? It's repetition and just massive preparation. I work 18-hour days, so I'm really...
Because
I just work very, very hard. I don't have much spare time,
you know,
but I love what I do, so it's you know...
Yeah, because when you see movies and when you see like Crossing Jordan,
right?
And others, and you wonder, I do anyway, how can they memorize all that for a whole hour? I mean,
well,
I know
I
it's
you.
Repetition, so much of it you can memorize, so much of it, but I mean, how can you memorize the whole script?
You know what? The more you do it, the more it works for you. It's a technique of fitting the words to actions, it's a way of remembering, not in your deep memory, but just in just enough so you remember it just enough to keep it natural and be able to forget it as soon as you've done it.
I would assume it's a little easier in the case of someone like yourself who's a classically trained stage actor,
right?
To have to do television where you can retake stuff.
Right, when you've had to learn giant Shakespeare soliloquies, yeah,
no.
It's a lot easier. But the thing, I think movies are easier because you have a 2-hour script. And you maybe will work on the same movie for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe one page of that script, you could spend a whole week doing that one page. Whereas our show, we do one show in every eight days.
Mm-hmm.
So, and rewrites, and we have, you know, we often have massive rewrites.
Because I know I have given, I've had to make announcements or something.
Yeah.
So I won't forget. I write everything down.
Right.
And when I make the announcement, it's entirely different to what's written down.
You know, I'd love to do it that way, but the writers would shoot me.
Yes.
So I'd love to just go out and say, well, I know that I have to go out and say something about this body, so I'll just... No, they're very specific on you have to repeat the dialogue word for word. So knowing that it's just a knack that you pick up like anything else.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, Sandra?
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank
nice talking to you.
Okay, same here.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 7900991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJAD. Lines free if you want to call in. We're speaking with Steve Valentine, one of the actors who stars on Crossing Jordan. Along with Jill Hennessy. I'm surprised because, you know, you figured she'd pick up the accent immediately.
Yeah. but with talking guys, you got a lot of Brits and French, right?
That's right, yeah.
So it's not that, it doesn't stand out so much, I would think.
Yeah, not here, that's true. 7900991. And the show stars a nice Canadian lass.
Oh, she's crazy, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
I love Jill. Jill is you know, you talk about me learning dialogue. I mean, Jill is amazing. And the great, she's so, I tell you, I've worked with a lot of, you know, with a lot of leading ladies and some divas, and Jill isn't a diva. She's very classy and very talented and excellent at what she does.
Now, you mentioned that the writers got a little into your head to find out how to write the character of Nigel. What
right.
did you do to become a forensic criminologist?
Well, I did some massive research, really. We went down to the county morgue a number of times, which is a life-changing experience.
Well, for everyone involved. I guess.
Literally, yeah. Yeah, more ways than one. It was something that you can't prepare yourself for. In some respects, I actually wish I hadn't gone down because, you know, my character basically has to just, you know, working in the morgue is like shopping at Macy's to him.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bothers him.
Right.
You know, he's the surrounding, he can be dealing with bodies and whatever and autopsies, and he's fine with it. And yet going down and seeing this just affected me personally a great deal. And in fact, it made me appreciate life a lot more.
Now, when you're working on the show, do you work with actors who play cadavers, or do you work with prosthetics as cadavers, or what?
Most of the time we have extras who play the corpses. And that can be kind of freaky because you'll do a scene, they'll have someone painted up and they'll be lying there absolutely still, and maybe they'll cough in the middle of the scene. And when you're into the scene and, you know, you're believing your environment and everything, it can be scary. It can shake you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the person's coming back to life. We actually have one of the guys dressed up. There was an episode where this chap explodes on the table. In the middle of the autopsy, and one of my lines was, I think, "Sweet Nancy, he blew," and in one of the takes, I decided to say, "Sweet Nancy, he exploded," and we're filming this, and they go, "Sweet Nancy, he exploded," and there was a pause, and then the guy playing the corpse sat up, looked over to me and said, "No, he blew," right on film. But we have. It's a fascinating show to work, I have to tell you. It's unlike anything I've ever done.
One of the things that your character does in the show, too, is there's a certain amount of comic relief within your character.
Right.
Was that originally a part of the character, or, again, something that you, as Steve Valentine, brought to the role?
I think it's something that we worked on together with the writers and the producers, and something that I brought to the role, because I just had this feeling that when we went to the morgue, and we were going around and meeting the various pathologists, I noticed that they really approached what they did with humor, in a respectful way, but still, they would be very light. They would say, when they were explaining they were about to start an autopsy, went to one room and there were four autopsies going on at the same time, and one of the doctors was standing next to one of the bodies, and he said, "Now, stand here," and he would tap the guy on the hand. "Stan here smoked a little too much, and so that's why he's with us today."
Mm-hmm.
And he was very light and very matter-of-fact, and he just seemed to have this kind of ironic way of talking about his job. And so I thought, you know, you have to, in a show that could very easily get sucked into morbidity,
right,
because of what we deal with on the show, it's very. We thought it was very important to add humor, and because life is funny.
There is a certain amount of dark and gallows humor taking place in jobs like that.
Yes.
And only now we're seeing it more on screen. I guess the biggest example of that right now is HBO 6 Feet Under.
Right.
Which might be
a great show.
Yeah, exactly, and might be blazing a path that you guys can follow. Actually.
Yeah.
You can almost look at them as a barometer.
Indeed, we can only go so far, as because we're network television.
Right.
We push the limits every episode, on where we can go, but we still try to keep it within, you know, within the realms of good taste. You've got like something like HBO and cable where they can go as far as they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they have the ability to take things into areas of visually, I think. We can all address the same issues, but visually, they can show more than we can.
The show Crossing Jordan is a unique show.
Yeah.
Some people hearken it back to the days when something like Quincy was on several years ago, also on NBC. But I'm sure there are going to be some comparisons made because the show that came flying out of the gate, the darling of the networks last season, was the smash hit CSI.
CSI, yeah.
And obviously there are some comparisons to be made there.
They're right. You know, I've heard that, and it's interesting. I know that NBC has been working on a female coroner show for a couple of years. They actually produced a couple of pilots over the last 2 years with different actresses and different producers and different writers trying to find a format because they like the idea of the strong female coroner who also likes to fight crime. So I know it's been in the works. I think that the difference is, if you have any show that is dealing with crime fighting, you're going to deal with forensics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're going to have that. You're going to have that similarity no matter what you do. Yeah, we're a coroner's office, and they are a criminal investigation unit. And there's a big difference in what they do for a living, and it's the fact that we kind of get dragged into it through Jordan's passion for taking everything so personally. I think that we on our show, I think that we deal with the lives of the people a lot more. I think we open, it's like a flower opening with the various characters. And also I think that it's kind of like watching a, you know, we're opening it very slowly. We're showing you something just a little more with each character every week. No one is who they seem to be. It's kind of like watching a striptease, you know? We're taking off layers every week and keeping it interesting, hopefully.
The one thing I've noticed about the show is that each week you seem to find out, which is something a lot of shows don't want to necessarily show, you seem to find out certain flaws about each character.
Which is wonderfully refreshing, not to have to play someone who's perfect. That's the courage of everyone on the show. I don't think there's nobody on the show that's really a perfect person or is really who they seem to be. And Jill Hennessy's courage in playing the role of Jordan.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Steve Valentine, the actor who is one of the stars of Crossing Jordan on NBC. 7900991 is the number to call Star Talk and 1-800-491-CJD. We have less than 15 minutes to go with Steve here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800.
Now more of CJAD's Halder Overnight on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Peter, call 790-0991, Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, and 800-491-CJAD.
And we're speaking with actor Steve Valentine, one of the stars of the NBC series Crossing Jordan. 7900991 is the number to call. And Steve,
yeah.
You've gotten past the first hurdle, I guess, for a television series, and that is you got picked up for the rest of the season, right?
That's right. In fact, they picked us up for more. Usually they pick you up for 8 or 9, and we got picked up for 10. They really like the show, so they want to film some extra episodes. It's this year was very difficult, obviously, to gauge what the public would go after, and it always is a crapshoot. But we had, I think, something like 34 new series this year, and only 7 of which, and they're calling us the Lucky 7, and we do feel very blessed, actually made it all the way through.
So now that you have a shot at a full season, that's the beginning of what hopefully will turn into a long run. Can you see yourself playing Nigel Townsend for 5 to 7 years?
Yeah, this guy has got so much going on in his life and has come from so much and has so many interests that absolutely there's no end to what he could do, in my opinion, where he could end up.
You mentioned what Tim Curry said to you earlier. Obviously, there's a certain typecasting that comes into play when somebody has a different ethnic background or an accent, in your case being British. Are you worried about being typecast as Nigel Townsend if you have a successful run for several years?
That is, you know what, that's kind of the risk you take, but at the same time, we only film for, I think, 8 months out of the year, and then the rest of the time, I'm working on possibly doing a couple of different movies during the summer hiatus. So the plan is to do the show, and then over the summer we'll do a couple of movies and make absolutely sure that every single character is something completely different.
So I guess
that will help, Matt.
I guess it's a collaboration with you and your agent, because I'm sure your agent would like to, you know, get their percentage by sending you out on everything.
On everything, yeah.
And you got
to. You have to be tough. You have to kind of sheep herd them. You know, they never want to hear, it's not about the money. And they never want to hear that, you know, they don't want to hear that. But it's, you know, we have a plan, and if the role is good and it's different, it's worth doing, whether it's an $18 million picture or a $3 million picture. But, you know, I was going to mention, did you know that we just found out that the show was nominated for a People's Choice Award, which we had here.
Yes.
Which we're very proud of. Only three shows have been nominated for that this season. So
that's in what is it? January that it's announced.
January 13th, I think, is the date that they air the show, and it's you can vote on CBS.com, I believe,
mm-hmm.
And it's really very flattering when you consider that we haven't even been on the air for half a season.
And in a difficult time slot, I may add.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how the show fares in the new year when football isn't on ABC on Monday nights.
Absolutely. I mean, we have great ratings right now, so we're all just kind of stoked, and we're just waiting for the football to end.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a difficult time slot, but I think we've managed to somehow, and I don't know, you know, the whole ins and outs of it, but we seem to have a core audience that tunes in every week. And that is fabulous, you know. We're just going to keep churning it out and trying to be entertaining, different.
We're talking with actor Steve Valentine here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800. Margaret in NDG, hello.
Hi, Peter, and hi, Steve. You hearing me?
Yep.
Oh, good. I'm a big fan of Crossing Jordan. I wouldn't miss it.
And great.
I hope you win the award.
Thank you.
I think all of the characters on that program have such distinctive personalities that it makes it really interesting.
Thank you.
And you all work so well together. But
thanks.
I have a question for you in particular. There's a commercial that I see quite frequently on something.
I know what you're going to ask.
The pizza commercial?
I know what you were going to ask. I knew that was coming up.
Is it you?
What happens on the, describe the commercial.
There's a commercial for pizza.
Let me just ask you, Steve, do you do any voiceover works for commercials?
Occasionally.
Okay, because there is a Canadian pizza commercial which sounds a lot like you.
Oh, terribly like him.
And every time I hear it, I keep going, is that the guy from... No, it couldn't be.
Well, you know, we all sound alike, you know.
Oh, no, you don't. You have a really distinctive voice.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't me. I have to tell you, it isn't me.
My heavens.
Yeah, I wish it was.
I'm really surprised.
Some nice residuals, but it's not. No, I did do a commercial a few years ago. We shot one in Vancouver for DiscoverCon.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, being topical, we shot it with Ringo Starr in the spot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that was a lot of fun. That's the only time I've actually ever been to Canada was when we went to Vancouver, and we had a blast. But no, it's not me. Sorry.
Oh, well, I'm really surprised.
Call them up and tell them it should be.
Well, somebody who sounds terribly like you.
And she's right. That spot does sound a lot like you, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
As someone who is trained classically, do you have a preference between stage, film, television, comedy, drama?
No, I like to mix it up. And once I've done comedy for a while, then I like to sink into a nice, gritty drama. And with a drama on television, you don't get an audience. When I did a lot of sitcoms last year, I worked on a show called Nikki and like say, Just Shoot Me and a few other shows. And that's kind of, in a way, like doing theater because you get the instant audience response.
Mm-hmm.
And you do kind of miss that when you do drama television, if you don't.
We should mention that you have a website, which is www.stevevalentine.com. How do you find it dealing with... Because the fans can talk right at you on a website, can't they?
Yes, they can. This is just a little homepage and some information and some links and some other stuff. You know, you do what you can. I try to answer as much as I can from that. It's much better to... I prefer answering email than actually... regular mail,
mm-hmm.
especially these days.
Especially, yeah, because one of the things we're talking about, as a matter of fact, the question in our next hour, which I was going to bring up, and I'll just segue into it by asking you this.
Yeah.
Do you think that we generally pry too much into the private lives of celebrities? You know, assuming this show does really, really well and takes off and you all become bigger stars because of it, do you feel a sense of losing oneself because you become a public figure that way?
There is that, but I think that you know that when you go after the job, you know? It's like when you become a politician, you know that you're going to be under the scrutiny. And when you become an actor, and a lot of people will go into television and film because they just love to act in that medium, and then the shock of the celebrity will hit them. But I think that if you do your homework, which we did, you know, when I went into, I'm very analytical, so I analyzed everything. So when I decided to really move from theater into television and film, I researched it, and I know what I'm getting into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I talked to a lot of people that are already in it. And I love it. I got to tell you, I love it. The opportunity to entertain with a single show millions of people around the world is amazing, and it's a real gift. And so I think it's a small price to play to lose a bit of your privacy.
Well, we hope you have the opportunity to watch you on the television series for years and years to come. It certainly is a fun
Thank
character.
You.
And the one thing that's interesting about the show,
yep.
Margaret mentioned a few moments ago that all the characters are good. Without dwelling on it, it is a multi-ethnic cast.
It is. It's a great cross-section.
Yeah.
You know, it's a genuine slice of cosmopolitan city. And very much like real life, if you look around the office, you know. And I think it's wonderful also that, like you say, not to dwell on it, it's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, and that's great because that means you're moving forward in just how we view things. And that it's not a big deal that it's a multi-ethnic cast because that's life.
Well, we wish you well in everything you do, and again, success with the show. Hopefully
Thanks.
We'll be on for years to come. It's a fun show to watch, and watching Jill isn't painful either.
It doesn't suck.
The show is called Crossing Jordan. It's on NBC on Monday nights at 10. One of the actors, Steve Valentine, on the program with us this last hour. And again, you can check out his website at www.stevevalentine.com.